Mr. Higby.
All right, thanks. Hello, Larry?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine.
You got home, huh?
Yeah,
fine.
I'm sorry. I
got your report, and the thing that I particularly think you should get a hold of, get Bob and John alerted to is that they must not allow, on the basis of the fact that it was national security, this implication to be out that they, you know, were trying to have a CIA cover-up for this goddamn thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think on that, they just should just hit it hard, publicly say this is a, you know, you understand what I mean?
Sure.
They don't need to give any executive privilege away, but they got to say, you understand, I don't want them to be in a position where Walter's affidavit and all the rest leaves them in a position where it looks as if they were trying to, you know, do something where this goddamn Dean was the guy that did it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, the only thing is, I think Bob's position has been all the way through on this thing and has held him in good stead so far, that the truth's going to come out, and what he says publicly really isn't going to make that much difference. They hit him on it, from what he told me today,
yes,
at the latter part of the hearing, and he very precisely said that he only had one meeting and explained as much as he could without getting into national security what it was about. Stressing that he had to draw the line on a good portion of it because it was national security.
But you see, he must not leave the implication, Larry, neither he nor John, that they, on the basis of national security, have participated in any effort to have the CIA cover up this goddamn thing, which they weren't trying to do.
Right. In other words, what you're suggesting is a blanket sort of a statement that just flatly puts it down.
Well, they got to consider that, because I don't want them to take a look at the news in the morning and so forth. But remember, and I don't want them to do anything that will jeopardize their legal thing. But I think that on the other hand, they must not have hanging out there any implication that they participated in or ordered or encouraged a CIA cover-up of this goddamn thing, which is what they didn't do.
Right.
They were simply trying to get the goddamn facts.
Right.
Right?
Right, precisely. And also, as I understand it, prevent what could have been some subsequent national security problems had the thing continued down the line, which was the point I think Bob was trying to make. That eventually you're going to cross over the area, you're no longer in Watergate, you're in national security area, and I think he was trying to make that point to Walters also.
Yes, I know. Right. Well, you know what I mean is that all this is in the public area as well as the private area,
right,
and so forth, and I tell them don't do anything to hurt their case, but have in mind the fact that they must not leave hanging out there any implication that they, Haldeman or Ehrlichman, either one, were involved in trying to use the CIA as a cover-up of this thing. They were not. They were trying to get the goddamn facts.
Right.
Right?
Understand precisely what you're saying.
Right. But Bob had a rough time, but he handled himself well, I understand.
Yep, that's what he said, and he's in good spirits this evening. In fact, he wanted me to go hit a tennis ball with him for a while. I told
good.
Him we had a few other things to do, but I think he's in good shape. And
good.
I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'm going to drop off this, give him a little better fill on what Walters apparently said up there.
Right.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
Well, Walters is just trying to, you know, cover the CIA. Everybody's playing for his own ass.
Good Al said.
Yeah, you know, and basically, Bob and John have not, they don't attack Walters, but they just simply say, look, he may have misunderstood. We had no intention to do any goddamn thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
Nope, clearly not. That's Bob.
He, on the other hand, did follow up in a way that was totally, you know, he tried, you know, what he tried to do.
Hell yes.
He went over and tried to get Walters to agree to put these people on their payroll to pay their legal expenses and all that. But goddamn it, Bob and John never suggested such a goddamn thing.
No.
Huh?
Not at all. It's ridiculous. The whole way that.
Well,
and Walters pretty clearly says that. He sinks me.
I know he does that, but he also leaves an implication on Bob and John, which is not healthy for them. You
right.
Understand?
Understand.
And I want them to use their judgment. It's up to them.
Okay.
But to use their judgment as to whether they want to crack this thing. You know, I don't think they should go up to the Armed Services Committee. Don't broaden the inquiry any. But, boy, every opportunity they get, they should knock that right out of the park.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, sir. No question.
When is John going back?
I don't know at this point whether he'll have to go back or not. You know, they may have finished up with it. He's got this new front he's got to handle now.
What's that?
I've just heard it on the radio coming home tonight, the whole inquiry into it. It's something about that a subsequent grand jury hearing is going to be held now in Los Angeles, connected with the old Ellsberg thing.
Oh, well.
So,
that's all right. He'll handle that.
Sure.
I mean, he, on that, he simply got to say there was a national security investigation, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, what are they going to look into in that hearing, did they say?
You know, the Croak stuff. The whole right. Plumber's operation.
Well, fine. There, take a very positive, strong position. Yes, we were trying to stop the leaks.
Hell yes.
And this was our position, and we did everything we could to do it. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't be a bit, a damn bit apologetic. You got to be very strong and affirmative on it.
Yep. No question. They shouldn't. It's exactly as you say. It should not be in the tone of apology at all.
No, sir. Very affirmative. Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Larry.
Well, they sure did a good job on the other thing.
What was that?
I heard that on the way home tonight.
Right.
Ziegler just knocked the whole house thing just out of the park.
We're going to hit it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I know it. We've got DeMarco working right now.
Because basically that is such a goddamn lie that we're going to force the committee to publicly retract or else we're going to demolish the committee tomorrow.
Sure. Good.
Don't you agree?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I sure do.
Okay,
it's opening. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.